Track 7, More News. Rare chance to see historic mine. This is a unique time capsule of a small mining site will be very soon available. Kelly Mine, near Lusley, will be open to the public for the first time in 2 years on the 1st of September. Restored surface buildings, processing machinery and tramways illustrate how micaceous hamonite, or shiny ore as it is known, was extracted and processed. The mine was first referenced in 1797, but archaeological investigation on the site has revealed evidence of much earlier iron smelting. Finally closing in 1950, it lay dormant until the Kelly Mine Preservation Society leased on the site and laboriously restored it to a state it would have been in the 1920s. The Society holds an open day every 2 years, offering tours of the site and demonstrate the process of the ore. Entry is free, though donations are gratefully received. Light refreshments will be available, and more information is available on the Society's website.
Retired fireman grew cannabis to treat pain. A judge showed mercy on a retired fireman who grew cannabis to treat pain from a chronic back condition. Graham Walker was caught growing the drug twice at his Dawlish home, bypassing the electricity supply so he did not have to pay the bill. He was caught growing cannabis for the first time in October 2022, when an energy company reported he had tampered with the meter, and again in June 2023, when he was also evicted for alleged non-payment of rent. Police found the second growing operation when they were called to help remove him when he returned to the house twice after being ordered out by the Housing Association. Newspaper delivery worker Walker defended himself during a trial at Exeter Crown Court last month, at which he declared it was his human rights to cut off his electricity supply, evict him, or prevent him self-medicating with cannabis. He was found guilty after Judge David Evans told the jury, as a matter of law, his arguments were not a valid defence. He was cleared of damaging a lock, which was drilled out when he returned after being evicted. Walker, 59, of Celtic Fields, Dawlish, was found guilty of 2 counts of cultivating cannabis and extracting electricity. He was conditionally discharged by Judge Evans, meaning he faces no punishment unless he reoffends within 12 months. Walker told the judge he considered he had been tried without authority and his conviction should be quashed by the High Court. He said, "I have been illegally and unlawfully evicted and no longer have a home." The judge said he was taking into account all the circumstances and noted the allegation of extracting electricity only covered 4 days. He found the meter had been removed and bypassed. The cannabis could have been a street value of up to £14,000, but it was accepted Walker was growing it for personal use. He told the police he had no money to pay for electricity to grow the cannabis for pain relief, and that was his right as a human being.
Work is progressing on cheaper homes. Work has started in 18 much-needed affordable homes in Chudleigh-Knighton. Teen Housing has gone into partnership with house builder Baker Estates to deliver the new properties for rent and shared ownership at Turnpike Fields in the village. Tom Woodman, Chief Executive of Teen Housing, met Graham Hutton, Deputy Managing Director of Baker Estates, for a tour of the development and to see the progress of the 2, 3 and 4 bedroom homes. Teen Housing already manages 4,000 homes across South Devon. Tom said, "We've been very impressed with the first phase of Baker Estates, Turnpike Fields, and equally delighted to see progress and the quality of the homes." Turnpike Fields will address the demand for bungalows, family and smaller homes and provide benefits to the community through £1.7 million from the Community Infrastructure Levy, which will be invested in local projects. Graham added, "A new housing development brings benefits to communities well beyond just the new homes themselves. as well as a mix of affordable and open market houses and bungalows, we will also be paying £1.7 million community infrastructure levy to the council.
Bid to bring scouting back to King's Kurzweil. A group of volunteers are calling for help with restoring a scout hut that has fallen into disrepair. First King's Kurzweil Scout Group headquarters has been left practically untouched since the village's scout group lapsed around 4 years ago, leaving the village without its own scout section. But a group of volunteers, led by the village scout group's former leader, are looking to change that and bring scouting back to King's Kurzweil. As such, Richard Butterworth, who began his scouting journey at 6 years old, is organising a clear-up event of the building on Dobbin Arch. The immediate aim is to reopen the hut in either September or October, depending on how the restoration goes, but the long-term goal is to revive First King's Kurzweil Scout Group. I left the group around 12 years ago. I was the group scout leader there up until that point, Richard said. I think what killed it off was COVID. It closed right around the time of the pandemic, and basically nobody has set foot inside since. Prospective volunteers will help with mowing, strimming, painting walls, carrying out a deep clean of the inside and more. If you can spare an hour, the whole day, or just to keep us refreshed, please consider helping us with this effort to bring back a much-loved community asset, Richard said. We have a budget for repairs, but donations of materials will be gladly welcome. If you're a business and you can help us with materials or labour, then we would be very grateful. We want scouting in King's Kurzweil to be back and ready for the youth of the future. Volunteers will be at the Scout Hut on Dobbin Arch from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. on Sunday, the 11th of August.
Major fire on industrial estate. More than 50 firefighters tackled a major fire at Heathfield Industrial Estate near Bobby Tracy on Monday. Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service initially sent 4 pumps to the scene due to the number of calls received, but upon arrival, the incident commander made the call to make pumps 8, or in other words, request further appliances due to the scale of the incident. At least 8 fire engines, 2 ladder appliances and 2 water bowsers attended the incident. Due to a variety of significant hazards, including well alight and exploding cylinders, as well as structural collapse, the decision was made to fight the fire defensively. Cannon Road was cordoned off as fire crews worked to dampen the remaining hotspots. It is thought to be Batten Tyres and Van Hire Garage that caught fire, but this has yet to be confirmed. And this article is surrounded by very dramatic photographs of the fire.